الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله. صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق النبيه الكريم وإنه على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us another month, a month which is known as Shawwal. On the other hand, we can say this is another month of Ramadan, the second month of Ramadan. Because in this month, as we heard previously from previous talks, the virtue of the month of Shawwal and the fasting, the sixth fast of Shawwal, the virtue. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for fasting six, Allah gives the reward of the whole year as equivalent of fasting. So it is like another month of Ramadan. So Allah has given us this month, He blessed us with this month. Every month has its own reward and on its own virtue. And we have to achieve the virtue of every month. That it is the Islamic month. After Shawwal, then it's Dhul Qa'dah, where people start preparing for Hajj. Then it's Dhul Hijjah, where people go for Hajj. So every month has its own value, own reward, own virtue. And when Dhul Hijjah finishes, this is the end of the year. The new month starts, new year starts. Muharram. Muharram itself has another verse. So my dear respected brothers and elders, everything where we have, we as a Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this thing for our benefit, where we use to utilize it for the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that thing becomes valuable in the eyes of Allah and the eyes of person. Now, Allah has sent us to this world to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how do we worship, where do we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the worship place is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, where Masjid al-Haram, Kaaba was built by Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Since then, masjid is a place where people go and do worship. So from there, masajid have been built. Masajid after masajid. So from that, then we have Masjid al-Nawwi, then Masjid al-Aqsa. Then we have other masajids within the areas. And then where we live, the local mosque, the masjid, Jami Masjid, or the local masjid where the five-time prayer takes place. So every masjid is built with this purpose, for the purpose of worship, to do establish salah in there, to perform namaz in there. So those first people who build masjid, and those people who keep the masjid abad. Abad meaning keep it busy in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, frequently visit the masjid. These people are really virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The masjid itself, the masajid itself will call out on the day of judgment and say, where are my neighbors? Where are my neighbors? The angel will say, who are your neighbors? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, who are your neighbors? The masajid will say, my neighbors are those people who used to come frequently and worship inside me, and is to keep me clean, and is to look after me, not leave me lying around, build it and that's it. My respected brothers and elders, on one hand we understand the masjid is a place of worship, for five-time prayer, performing salat, performing Jummah. But on the other hand, if we don't look after the masjid will also give baddua to us. We are performing the obligatory worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the faraiz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within the masjid. On the other hand, we are disregarding, we are not fulfilling the huquq, the right of the masjid, by not looking after the masjid. So therefore the masjid will give the dua and will give the dua against us. And when the masjid gives the dua against us, that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when the masjid will intercede on behalf of every individual, Allah will accept the incidents or the shahada or the witness for that person. On the other hand, when the masjid gives badwa, then Allah will also accept. So my dear respected brothers and elders, building masjid is itself a very big virtue. But just by building or making masjid is not enough if the masjid is not frequently visited, abad. If the masjid is left empty, if the masjid is just only for Jum'ah, if the masjid is just for once a week or once a month, my dear respected brothers and elders, if you look surrounding the world, even if you just forget surround the world, just look at Reading. How many churches do you have? This used to be a church, but converted into a masjid. Because the church they used to have once a week, and that was all they went to once a month, then it stopped. So therefore they had to sell it. My dear respected brothers, elders, if the situation comes like this, the Muslim comes once a week, then a time will come when the masajid will be left empty, and then we have to sell it. My dear respected brothers and elders, we don't want to do that. And alhamdulillah, this will not happen, inshallah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have, alhamdulillah, frequent visitors of the masjid who are looking after the masjid, but we need to increase that. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Allah says in the Quran that those people who will be looking after masjid, visiting the masjid, are those people who have belief, faith, iman. Billahi, they have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal yawmil akhir, and in the life, in the akhirah. So if we have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we have belief about the akhirah, then we will be surely those people who will be visiting the masjid, or looking after the masjid, or doing ta'mir of the masjid, or doing khidmat of the masjid. So we are part of that. If we have any link with the masjid, then we can say that I am a believer. I have iman in akhirah. This is why Allah has given me the tawfiq to do it. This is the only reason we do it. Not because I want to name fame. My dear speaker, if we do for name of fame, even the visit for the masjid, just for the prayer, if we come for the name and fame, then that is, our ibadah will be destroyed, and it will not be for the sole purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot demand the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we demand the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will say, your reward had been given. Why are you asking? Whatever you did this action for has been served or has been done in the world. You did it to show somebody. You did it for your name and fame. It has been done. You had been called like that. Whatever your intention you had at that time, it has been fulfilled. So there is no reward for you from me. My dear respected brothers and elders, we do these things. Everything which we do, we should have the intention for serving or to pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we come to the masjid to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we should have this, that Allah has given me this tawfiq, that means I have iman, I have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Only those people will be serving or coming to the masjid, visiting the masjid, the khidmat of the masjid. Those people who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief, the iman, they have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah. So my dear brothers and elders, if we want our iman to be strong, if we want our yaqeen to be strong about akhirah, then the only thing we could do is to frequently visit the masjid, pray 5 times prayer in the masjid, and then also look after the masjid, treat the masjid as our own house, not that, okay, other people will do it. My dear respected brothers and elders, many times we see, when we come to the masjid, we see there are lights on, but we don't turn it off because we think somebody else will do it. Rubbish lying around, we don't pick it up, somebody else will do it. Because we don't think this is our responsibility. When we go downstairs in the wuzu khana or whatever the taps are loose, we don't tie it because we think that somebody else will do it. It's not my house. This is not my responsibility. Why should I do it? Why should I do it? Why should I pick the rubbish up? There should be a cleaner here to clean the masjid. Why should I pick the litter up? Why should I clean the towels? Why should I pick the towels up? Or why should I do this and that? My dear respected brothers and elders, by doing this, we are purifying our heart. Because this is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has given, remember this, that if you pick one bit of rubbish up, remember that Allah has given you tawfiq, your iman towards Allah will be stronger. Because Allah says in the Quran, like I have recited, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. So if you don't want that iman towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be strong, that my iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in Allah and I believe in the life hereafter and akhirah, to be strong, then don't pick it up. And Allah will divert you to different way. Nobody wants that. Do we want that? Do we want that? Can we have sound? Do we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to divert us from iman? No. Then if we want iman, then we have to do the khidmat of the masjid, look after the masjid, not only come and pray 5 times prayer, but along with that, look after the masjid, whatever need it has, it is in. If it's in need, that we need to check that if there's any rubbish lying around, if there's any lights on, if there's any other things, maintenance, which can be fixed. Or money-wise, supporting the masjid, looking after the masjid. My dear respected brothers and elders, don't think the masjid is run by management. Let the management sort it out. On the Day of Judgment, we will be also questioned. Management will be questioned on their behalf. We as a Musalli, we will be questioned because of our action, that you were called, you are invited by me, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, you are invited. You are invited to my house. You did not treat my house as your own. My respected brothers and elders, imagine somebody we invite to our house and they wreck our house. Would we invite them ever again? And look at the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come to the masjid, but we don't look after the masjid. Allah invites us again. We rack the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah is inviting us again and again and again. Allah is not saying, no, God, I don't want to invite you. You're not looking after my house. My respected brothers and elders, let us take this opportunity and favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us look after the masjid. Be punctual in 5-time prayer in the masjid and be a person who looks after the masjid, a khadim of the masjid, a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think, this is my house, this is, and treat it as your own. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.